Justin Wayne.
Hey, mama, don't you wanna go down to the river? Hey, mama, don't you wanna go down to the coast? Hey, mama, wanna take a trip down to the water?
That is...
Oh, that is so embarrassing that that keeps happening. I do apologize. That is Junebug. I was so excited. Well, that band is fantastic, and I didn't get to see them when I was back in the back in Minnesota, but I will see them eventually. They must have had a break from gigs while I was there, and they did play one in Aberdeen while I was there. But Aberdeen, South Dakota, is about four and a half, five hours away from the Twin Cities, which is where I was staying in lovely Minneapolis, Minnesota. I got to see the ice go out as well, which was pretty sweet. The ice go out, as in the ice on the lake, and going out is when it is finally thawed. And there's this point after it thaws while it's thawing, that it sort of floats around in the lake, and it these big, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, like a big, like the size of the footprint of your house, of a piece of ice moving around the lake, those things get moving a little bit in the wind, and they come in. I mean, some of these, there were docks very close to where my parents live that were just crumbled, pushed in by these huge ice floats or ice islands or whatever they're called. So watch out for those when the ice goes out. But there's a little Minnesota story for you, how to be Minnesotan. There you go. We have, so it's time, it's almost time, I've just talked quite a bit now, but it's almost time for a new segment we're going to be doing called A Cup of Tea with Me, I've just put the kettle on now, so I'm going to go pour myself a cup of tea, and we're going to play a song or two, and then we're going to have a little bit of a chat. If you're in the chat room now, yes, it would behoove you to pop in there, and I'll sort of give you the brief on the cup of tea with me into the chat room, and we're gonna have a little chat about things that have been happening. And I'll tell you now. I'll just tell you now, because we're gonna talk a little bit about what people think about Obama in the UK, and especially while he was in the Republic of Ireland as well, which doesn't technically count as the UK, and we'll talk about that too. And perhaps this continued relationship with the United States and the UK and Britain, whatever you lot call it. We're going to now listen to a brand new song, brand new to the show. He's called Andy Stone. This tune is called Welcome to Your Love. And this is the Justin Wayne Show. Cup of Tina chat in a couple songs right here.
Here we go. This is love's first intimate, and you'll know the first of many little depths connected, then resurrected. Welcome to your love. Midnight dew, time pulled back a sandy sheet very soon. Want a bed, but you won't sleep. Your
to be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
Yes, that. Echoing. Ooh, sorry. Well, there we are. That was a band. That was a band. Good one, Justin. They're called Death Valley High. That was Multiply, a fabulous tune. And I have to admit, not the best two songs to put together. I apologize about that. I usually do better than that. I must try harder next time. But it is time now. I was just sort of rushing back. I got my hot cup of tea. I'm actually drinking chai this evening, and I do like my chai with real chai. I don't know, well, I mean not real chai, but the chai they have here comes in tea bags, just like regular British tea. And I wanted to say something about this because obviously I'm American, or maybe not obviously. I'm from the United States. I'm from Minnesota, which is what I've been talking about for a lot of the show. If you didn't know that, now you do. The other thing about, and people sometimes think we're Canadian because Minnesota is very close to Canada. However, I'm not Canadian. And there are different things, different nuances in my voice that the Canadians have and I don't. Just so you know. Right. Now that we've got that out of the way, there. If you are circling around the computer and you want to chat with us a little bit about the Barack Obama UK visit, jump into the chat room and say hello. But I'll just talk a little bit about it. And if you're listening to the podcast, we'll talk more about this next week. If you leave any comments, that will fuel the fire of this particular conversation into next week. So if you're on the podcast, justin@rechargeradio.com is my email address. Send me a comment or just head to the website, justinwayneshow.com, and you can find places to comment just about anywhere. I get little email notices when you comment anywhere on the site, so it doesn't really matter to me where you do that. But one of the first places Barack Obama came when he came over to the UK, he didn't actually come to the UK first, technically. He went to the Republic of Ireland, which is the sort of, you know, 5/6 of the country to the south of the border, the southern part of the country, if you didn't know that. And went to a small village where had some ancestors, drank some Guinness, and then and of course met with the government there, and is at the moment here in the UK, and has met with him and Michelle. They had the big thing about Michelle Obama's clothing and how she looked very very royal. But added a little bit of extra flair to sort of differentiate herself a little bit from the royal family, and from, you know, not just trying to look royal, but of course adding her little Obama, Michelle Obama flair, which she's very good at, actually. So just so you know as well, I am in London, so I am in the UK, it's interesting to me to see, because obviously I can see, I do keep up with, well, maybe not obviously, I do keep up with American media, and it's interesting to see the difference. And because over here, immersed in, you know, UK news and stuff like this, I mean, there's lots of, especially in London, there's lots of different publications floating around. And I didn't realize till today, and listening to Radio 4 on the way home, which is sort of the BBC talk radio station, that they really like Obama over here. And I think it goes, it should be said to all Americans, whether you like Obama or you don't like Obama, if you're American, because I know there's quite a few that don't and haven't, and, you know, there's been reasons for that, and I can completely understand that. I think the fact that he's in office and that we voted him into office really boosted our sort of street cred around the world, and especially in the UK, because I think that, if you've heard of the things that they've done to Tony Blair about the Iraqi war, I mean, they've, you know, when he's got a new book, had a new book out about 3 months ago, and, you know, people are going around and throwing things at him. So not very good. That haven't been too thrilled about that whole conflict and how that went down, and you know, George Bush in general, they're not huge fans of him. So for us to now have, and they were calling him one of the greatest speakers of all time when he spoke in the Commons, which is the sort of like the Senate or the House, I suppose. Actually, I suppose it's more like the House. The House of Representatives in the States, but he spoke in the House of Commons today for both, and the House of Lords, addressed both of the two branches of the UK government here, and it was good. I think it's obviously good that he's over here, and, you know, furthering the relationship that we have, and perhaps re-cementing it after the UK sort of distanced themselves from us during Bush and all that sort of stuff. So it's good to see that happening. And I don't know. I just thought I would let you know, if you're, especially because we have a lot of American listeners, that he is very, very well received over here. And you know, they had MPs, you know, representatives of government, just scrambling to shake his hand, even like a superstar, is what they said on the radio today. So very cool stuff. And you know, whether or not you like Barack Obama or not, if you're an American, I think it's worth knowing for you that the fact that he is our president does give us some respect around the world. And I think you know, gives us some sort of American self-respect a little bit. We don't have to sort of hide behind, say, a Canadian flag, if you will. So there you are. That is. We'll just make that really short this week. And if you do want to have anything to add, would love to hear your comments. Justin@rechargeradio.com, just sending in. I suppose I am trying to be a little bit more, how you say, sort of middle of the road. I'm not trying to necessarily pick a side either way, but I can definitely see the, as there would be, there is a huge gap between what maybe is reported here in the UK and what's reported in the States, you know, and, it's always interesting to see what the BBC posts or what the Times posts as their front page news, and then to go over and look at the New York Times or even the Star Tribune in Minneapolis and things like that. It's always very interesting to see that, and try and at least let you know when interesting stuff happens like this. So, you know, I kind of wish I would have been in the pub in Ireland when Obama was pouring pints of Guinness. That would have been fun. I wonder if he did it properly. We'll have to look that up, and we'll see. Anyway, thanks very much for that. It's been a cup of tea with me, and tonight was a cup of chai, Twinings chai, with a little bit of milk and one sugar. So we'll see. If you have any tea suggestions, let me know. What kind of tea do you drink? How do you like your tea? And another thing I should say, I wanted to add, while we're talking about tea, especially for Americans, is I'm American and I drink tea. Maybe that's strange to you, but there's a reason for it. And in fact, there's a reason, you know, why nearly 20 million British people around the world drink tea, you know, at least once, if not twice a day. It's because it's good. It's delicious. And it's a fabulous drink. Nice hot drink. And you can't really, you can't really get British, this type of, you know, over-the-counter, if you will, tea in the States very much. So that's why we don't understand it. And us Americans don't really understand it. And there you go. Right. Let's move on. Let's play some more music. We have tons more to play for you. And we'll play some more of the Go-Go Festival music. What we're going to do right now is play two tracks from one of our favorite bands here at Recharge Radio and the Justin Wayne Show. This first track is a live track from the Abbey, and this tune is called Settle Up. You'll hear another one from these guys in just a minute. They're called Jespa, spelled Jespa with a J, and you can find them at jespa.co.uk. Let's hear from them now. It's the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, the Abbey. My name is Anthony, and this is James, and we're called Jespa.
Lover, you take a boy.
blowing out this town. Take the sun, take the sky. Don't take your hand away from my side. Tear me up, rip me off. Don't turn around and tell me this is.
Thank you very much. Have a nice Tuesday night.
living the level. You make a wish and hold your breath, might come true. Grab a microwave dinner, snuggle up with the cat, and tune out the evening news. You read a book on a beach town, kick the shoes off and let it rain. 'Cause tonight I'm gonna call you. Tonight I'm gonna call you. Crazy, you always do. You say no way. You always made me crazy. You turn me on just by being you. You turn me on just by being you. Well, I know the routine. I wouldn't mind a break from protocol. Call in sick, have a holiday. You can do this any other day. I want a beautiful, beautiful waste of time. You say no way. You know you make me crazy, always do. You flick your hair, the way you say you love me, and then you hit me with a chucky. And by the time that I catch up to you and I throw myself around you, well, I'd probably hold you a little closer if my arm didn't hurt so much.
Ooh. solve the perfect crime. You use all the tricks in the book. That's how to make a getaway convincing when everybody's on to you. A flock that's blind to what needs fixing. I tag along, I'll follow suit. Yes, I do.
That is Emily Baker, another, another, I'm just trying to get the hang of this. Goodness gracious. I'm being silly. Another artist is going to be at the Go-Go Festival, and we're going to be talking to some of these fine women very, very soon. If you want to come to the Go-Go Festival, gogofestival.com. It's in Kent, here in the UK, lots and lots of people going. It's going to be fantastic. It's just under £100 for the entire weekend. 3 days of music. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be there. Minky's going to be there. Metal Moomin's going to be there. And we hope you'll be there as well. Do some glamping. Do some skydiving, perhaps. Some plane riding and seeing lots and lots of gigs. They've got lots of DJs as well. I'm sure the party goes on all night long. It'll be super duper fun. I've got two more artists that are playing the festival that are on that I'm going to play for you on the show today. The next one is Christina Coronel. You're also going to hear from Alexia Chellin in this next set here on the Justin Wayne Show. It is Recharged. It's Recharge Radio.
So easy. It's all right for you. Your mother always loved you. It's all right for you. You were never bullied. It's all right for you. You really had the courage. Through my new eyes, as I find them.
part of truth are you talking about when you look into my eyes? Is it the kind that's fearless, where there's nothing left to hide? And you tell me your deepest secret, and I tell you of my weakness. What sort of truth am I talking about? I find courage to reveal. I surrender my soul, it's naked and it's real. As I stand here, you see right through me, and I hear your voice saying, babe, the truth will set you free. Devoted with pure faith, such honorable grace. At times I was scared to say, and now I will say it anyway. What sort of truth are we talking about now that we have said it all? Is it the kind that will hold us as we rise and as we fall? And now we're free, nothing left to lose. Now we can love any way we choose. What sort of truth are you talking about?
Find us at rechargedradio.com.
Son, I must be honest. You ain't That's going to about do it for the Justin Wayne Show this week. Thank you very much to all of you. Thank you very much to Becky and the Go-Go Festival. Thank you very much to all of the Go-Go Festival people who are all the Go-Go Festival artists who are a part of the show and have sent their music over to me. Thank you very much to you guys. I'm going to get in touch with you this week, and we're going to have some of you on next week's show and the week after and the week after, and then, of course, it's time. That's the 17th through 17th, 18th, and 19th of June. He says, for some reason, that doesn't seem right. That seems like I've got the dates wrong. Do I have the dates wrong? Gosh, that would be silly, wouldn't it? No, I don't. 17th, 18th, and 19th. I've got to go into the 20th. That's Monday. Silly me. But anyway, yes, fantastic stuff. GoGoFestival.com. Get your tickets. We'll see you there. And I've got one more tune for you. This one also goes out to my dad. Yay, Remission. Woo! Yeah! Awesome stuff. Kick that cancer's ass, man. I'm sure if anyone wants to hear more about it, it's very interesting that the process they used and the experimental treatment that they used to kick this cancer's ass was pretty awesome. And I'm happy to chat with you about it. If you're interested in that, justinrechargeradio.com, or just drop a little note in the chat room. It's Rodrigo de Sá is next. This song goes out to my dad. It is from the man formerly known as Field. He is now called Auditorium. This tune is called One Time Never Hurts. It is the Justin Wayne Show. It was the Justin Wayne Show. My name is Justin Wayne. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next week. Okay.
One time never hurts. I've said this line so many times. First I turn, make sure that my grin is right, sharp but
music.